Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Our next recipe is one of my favorite recipes to make, especially with all the sporting events going around. You know, baseball, we have basketball playoffs about to start. This is one really cool recipe. What I love so much about this recipe, you absolutely do not need to turn on any fire. This is all done in a stand mixer, or you can mix it by hand. I recommend putting it in a mixer with a whipping paddle. So that way you really get to just put the ingredients in and get to watch them and enjoy this. This is a fun recipe. I love to make like Parmesan garlic crostinis, or you could do grilled flatbread to go with this. Let's get started. What we're going to need to do is add 1 pound of cream cheese, 1 cup of gorgonzola, 1 pound of artichokes that are in the brine. It's very important that you get the artichokes in the brine, not fresh artichokes, just because this recipe, every flavor kind of piggybacks off of the other flavor, and we need it to have a unique balance. 1 Spanish onion that we're going to dice small, 2 cloves of fresh garlic. Now, with the fresh garlic, this is very important. One of the cloves, what I want you to do is to mince it and then turn it into a paste. It's very important that you have one a paste and one whole, because we do not want to have a super big bite of garlic. We want to have the aftertaste of garlic and a subtle bite of garlic. So it is very important that we do that. If you're a big garlic fan, you can even add another 2 cloves, but I wouldn't recommend any more than that, only because the flavors will get lost. Then we're going to use 1 cup of raw cream. And we're going to use salt and pepper to taste. Now, always remember, when we're cooking, even when we're not cooking, even when we're mixing, flavors change constantly. So we always have to be willing and ready to make adjustments. And that's why we season to taste. We don't want to just say throw in a cup of this and a cup of that. It all changes in different flavors, and they always vary. You're going to put this in a KitchenAid stand mixer. And then what you're going to do is you're going to put it on low, and we're going to work to medium to high. The whole process takes about a good 7 to 8 minutes of this thing whipping. This is very, very important. And then you're going to do is refrigerate it for about an hour, covered with plastic wrap. I assure you, you will love this recipe. The flavors are so unique, and it's the perfect dip to go with any sporting event or anything happening with the family. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and watch my cooking show on www.foodietv.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.